This is Van Grauer. Words by the millions have been published and broadcast dealing with the integration crisis at Central High School in Little Rock. The president, governors, the highest courts, the military, all these have been drawn into legal aspects of the problem which touches deepest principles of American life. But the final solution of this crisis must rest in the minds and emotions of the students of Central High. Tonight, NBC News brings you an intimate glimpse of their thoughts. 7 Central High pupils, representing all shades of student thinking, were brought together by Mrs. Joan Ricketts, a correspondent for Norwegian newspapers. Their discussion is informal. So were the circumstances surrounding the recording of their words. At times, they accidentally tapped the microphone or ignored it entirely, so that the recording will require your closest attention, an attention which should be rewarding. The students participating are Sammy Dean Parker, Kay Bacon, Robin Woods, Joseph Fox, white pupils, Ernest Green, Minnie Jean Brown, Melba Patillo, Negro pupils. As we join the group, Mrs. Ricketts is asking the panel what they think would happen if all troops were withdrawn from around the school. The first reply is by one of the white girls, Sammy Parker.
What do you say about that, Sammy?
Well, I have heard talk around school, but I wouldn't say for sure that there would be any riot or anything of that sort. But in my opinion, I do think there would be.
Do you know anything about this answer, Kay?
No, I don't know what they would do, but I know that I don't approve of violence.
Well, do you approve of having the Negroes still going to school if the troops were pulled out?
No, I don't.
Have you moderates, now Robin and Joe, would you like to have the 9 Negroes in your school, even if it wasn't forced by troops? Would you be opposed to it?
No, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think that people ought to be limited by their abilities only, not by the color of their skin.
Joe?
Well, I feel the same way that Robin does. I don't mind them going to school with me. I mean, the Supreme Court made this decision, and I feel that you ought, since the Supreme Court is there to make decisions like that, I believe that you ought to abide by what they say and not have all this violence and stuff that we've been having. I think it's mostly the violence that we had that one Monday morning. It was mostly the parents and a lot of the people that were out in front of school. I don't think even had children in school.
What is it exactly that you have against having Negroes in your school? Okay.
I think it's that they've got schools to go to of their own. That's what most of us have against
them. Ernest?
The reason that I went over to Central was not because that I have a school of my own. I mean, I, being a citizen of the United States, have just as much rights as the other person. So why can't I go to the school that's closest to me, or the school that's in my neighborhood? Why should I have to go 2 miles, 2 or 3 miles every day when there's a school in my district? I mean, it's not that I want to socialize, mix with other people, but it's just that I want to get an education just like everyone else.
Minnie Jean?
My reasons are among those that they have mentioned, and the others, they are just too numerous, and really I wouldn't want to go to Central to socialize and mix in. It's really from an educational and economic standpoint.
Okay. But say now that you had 9 white children that had their own school to go to and decided they wanted to go to your school, would you show the same amount of opposition to them?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I think that in the years that have passed, the Negroes and the white people have got along together without mixing in school. I think everyone knows that now, since they have come to our school, that there has been.
You said that they've gotten along without mixing in school. Does that mean mixing socially or just being together?
Being together and going to school again.
Well, getting along outside is still mixing together, but not socially. So you don't have to mix socially in school, do you?
No, Well, going to school is not for socialization. I don't know how people get that idea. We're going there for education, education only.
If we didn't have schools, what have you been taught that makes you just hate us so much?
I don't hate you. I think y'all have a lot better, a lot nicer schools than we have, much more modern.
Right, Robin.
Well, Horace Mann is a beautiful school, I'll admit that. But I've heard that they don't have the same opportunities inside, do they, Ernest?
Let me make that clear. Horace Mann is a modern building. It is new, extremely new. But when Horace Mann just doesn't have the courses that Central has, Central has all those dramatic courses. I'm even taking a course this year they don't offer over to Horace Mann. That's government.
Well, in social life, as grown-ups, you will have to live and work together with Negroes. You all agree that we have to live together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it is possible to start working this out on a more sensible basis than violent demonstrations, Sammy?
No, I don't. Because the South has always been against race mixing, and I think that they will fight this thing to the end.
What do you mean, to the end? What do you fight for?
Well, we fight for our freedom, that's one thing, and we don't have any freedom anymore.
Can you not be free together with Negroes?
Can you not be free? Well, I'd like to mention one thing. I can remember last year I had one good year at Central, and it has not been a good year this year.
Sammy, you said that you don't have freedom. I wonder, what do you mean by that you don't have freedom? You're guaranteed the freedoms in the Bill of Rights and your Constitution. You have the freedom of speech. And I've noticed that has been exercised a whole lot in Little Rock.
Do you call those troops freedom? I don't.
No.
And I also do not call freedom when you all are being escorted into the school every morning. Why don't they just let you come from your home by yourself to school?
What would happen then, Sammy?
I don't know what would happen. I just wonder. That's what I mean by freedom.
Yeah. All right, Sammy, would you answer back?
Yes.
Ernest, would you answer back?
You said, why did the troops come here? It is because that our government, our state government, went against the federal law. And when a state, this is a federal, our state, our country is set up so that we have 48 states, and no one state has the ability to overrule our national government. I thought that was what our country was built around. I mean, that's why we fought World War II together. The fellows that I know died in World War II, they died in the Korean War. I mean, well, why should my friends get out there and die for our cause called democracy when I can't even exercise my right? Tell me that.
Robin, as a moderate,
I agree with Ernest that the freedom, we don't have because they're escorted to school by the federal troops, is that the National Guard, the Arkansas National Guard, were there to keep them from coming in and to obey the federal law and to protect us from ourselves. And oh dear.
Well, Joe, as
I think they're there to maintain law and order.
All right, Joe, as a moderate also, what do you say?
Well, now, Sammy, I don't know what freedom has been taken away from you because the troops are there. I know as a senior myself, the troops haven't kept me from going to my classes or participating in any school activities. I mean, they're there just to keep order in case some, I might use the term hotheads, get riled up. But I think as long as if the parents would just stay out of it and let the children or the students at Central High figure it out for themselves, I think it would be a whole lot better. I think the students are mature enough to figure it out for themselves.
We 9 Negroes that are in our school now are real intelligent. We know that. And you're real kind to us. And you haven't tried anything to, start anything like that. But what will the next Negroes do? The next 500 or 600, what will they do? Will they be as quiet about the whole thing as you are?
Joe?
Well, I think, Sammy, I don't think when 600 or 700, maybe 800 more colored students come over there, I don't think that as far as violence go, we have fights over there at school all the time.
Is this over this issue?
No, over anything.
Just regularly
we don't fight
fighting.
Over anything, but I mean, if we disagree violently, we fight.
What do you think, Robin?
Well, I agree with Joe. There are fights over there. Well, gosh, I can remember it. They even have them back in junior high. I remember one incident when even girls get together and rip each other's blouses off.
And this, of course, can happen in an all-Negro school also.
That's right, and in a society set up as ours. Well, I mean, nobody's going to ever agree with everybody else. If everybody agreed with each other, you would have no competition whatsoever. Nobody would ever invent anything. You'd never, oh gosh, that just couldn't happen. I mean, you just can't live without disagreeing sometimes.
Minnie?
We are getting off the subject. When we were talking about, she said that they were cutting off her freedom. As I remember, September 4th, they cut off our freedom, and they stopped us from going into Central High. And then I know that who caused that, you know?
Who caused that?
Governor Farber.
This is getting touchy now. And Ernest, you were behind.
No,
I think you were going.
I passed this time.
Joe? Okay.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I lay the whole blame of this trouble in Governor Faubus's lap.
I think
because if on September the 3rd, if he hadn't called out the troops, I think there might have been some disagreements between people and maybe a few little fights, but I don't think we've had near as much trouble as we've had now since he called out the National Guard.
All right, Sammy, I think you were waving a little way back. About Governor Faubus, I believe.
I think that we all knew before this ever even started that someday we were going to have to integrate the school. And I think that our governor was trying to protect all of us when he called out the National Guard. And he was trying to prepare us, I think. And he was, I think they all voted for integration, and he... Someday, soon, that we would have to integrate, but you have to get used to the fact first.
Ernest?
Getting back to the point where she said that the governor called out the troops for the better, for the protection of all the people, well, I have to disagree with her on that. I know a student that's over there with us, Elizabeth, and that young lady, she walked 2 blocks, I guess, as you all know, and the mob was behind her. Did the troops break up the mob?
Robin, what do you want to say?
Well, for the petition of all of us, and then when Elizabeth had to walk down on front of the school, I was there and I saw that. And may I say that I was very ashamed. I felt like crying because she was so brave when she did that. And we just were behaving ourselves, just jeering her. I think if we had had any sort of decency, that we wouldn't have acted that way. But I think that if everybody would just obey the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, might be a solution. But how would you like to have to walk down the street with everybody yelling behind you like they yelled behind Elizabeth?
Ernest?
To talk about violence, let's discuss the incident Monday. And Monday was a terrible day.
Which Monday now?
The Monday before the president sent in the troops. I think we all know that day.
Yes.
That was the day of the mob violence. And if that's a picture of America, it's a pretty bad picture, I'll tell you right now. Because most of the world was looking at America, Arkansas, that day, and it looked pretty bad.
Say now, Kay and Sammy, as definite opposition to integration now, what would you do if it was a fact that 9 Negro students would go through this year at Central High? Would you live with this and do this as young American citizens going to school with other American citizens happening to be of another color, another race? Or would you walk out? Or would you continue to demonstrate against them?
Well, I feel like this, since we all see that we are going to have to integrate, I think Well, you all have a choice which school to go to, and I think they ought to give us a choice, too. And also,
But does this choice include a right to choose whether to fight them or not to fight them?
Well, as I told you at the first of our discussion, that I did not approve of violence.
Have you ever tried to use anything about any violence?
No, ma'am.
Why were you carried away and taken away in a patrol car and put into the police station at one time?
Because when the Negro students walked in school, I was trying to get out of school, and they did not let us out of school, so I jumped out the window.
Sammy, why do these children not want to go to school with Negroes?
Well, I think it's mostly race mixing.
Well, what race mixing? What do you mean by that?
Well, marrying each other.
Sure. Well, all right, here seems to be a lot of race chants. Oh, Robin, as a moderate.
May I say that as a whole, there has been some intermarriage, and I think that there's a low class that will go ahead and do it, and then there is a very highly educated class, and to them it doesn't matter, but the middle class, from here to there, I don't think it will. Oh, excuse me, ouch. Won't. I mean, they're there for education. They're not going to intermarry. They're not going to have babies.
Hold your hand out, right there. I'm brown, you're white. What's the difference? We all have the same thoughts. You thinking about your boy who's going to the Navy? I'm thinking about mine who's in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. We think about the same things.
What do you think of what she's saying, Sammy?
Well, I have to agree with you.
Ernest?
Well, getting back to this intermarriage and all that, I don't know where people got all that. Why do I want to go to school to marry with someone? I mean, school's not a marriage farm. People don't go to school to get married, do they? I'm going there for an education. I mean, and really, if I'm going there to socialize, I don't need to be going to school. I can stand out on the street and see a crowd of boys and stay on the corner all day long and socialize. I mean, as far as that is.
Let us go back to the difficulties that is taking place now. Do you think it would be different to go to school inside of Central if nobody outside would tell you what to do? Joe?
Yes, I do. I think that if nobody outside, is this what you mean? If nobody outside messed with us, do you think we'd have any trouble inside school?
That's right.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, I don't think there would be. I know that all the friends I run around with
mm-hmm.
all feel about the same way I do. Some of them get a big kick out of what's happening, and that one thing makes me mad. That does. I mean, for them to get a kick out of all the bad publicity that Little Rock's been getting, and especially Central High School.
Yes.
I mean, because all the time Central has had a wonderful reputation all over the United States, and now that reputation is shot.
Minnie?
Jamie, Jean, Kay, Joel, and Robin. I'm talking to all of you. Do you know anything about me, or is it just what your mother has told you about Negroes? I mean, I read some pretty bad accounts about Negroes, and I really would be ashamed for anybody to compare them with me. And I don't think you know, because you haven't tried to find out what you were doing.
I would like to ask Kay and Sammy a question. Have you ever been together with, sat down and talked to a Negro boy or girl whom you definitely felt was educated? Have you ever really made an effort to try to find out what they're like?
Not until today.
Sammy?
Not until today.
And what do you think about it after today?
Well, you know that my parents and a lot of the other students at the Central, their parents, think that the Negroes aren't equal to us. But I don't know. Seems like they are to me.
Well, I think these nine are. I will have to admit that, but we're all scared about the other 500 that are going to come in.
Now you don't have 500 kids who are not up to maybe your level of intelligence.
Honey, we have millions of them.
Well,
we have millions of them.
What are you talking about? Let those 500 get together with your
And you know what? I'm down here. You know, there are a lot of them above me, you know?
Ernest?
as far as 500, I doubt if you'll ever have to worry about 500. I think the enrollment out of man runs around 700, and there aren't but about 150 living in the Central High District.
Joe?
Well, now, as far as these 500 that keep cropping up in this discussion are concerned, I think that any 500 of the lower class white people, you might call them white trash, I mean, are worse than any. That may not be a nice way to put it, but now that's the way I feel about it. They're worse than any colored person, as far as I'm concerned, because they have more opportunity to better themselves, I think, than the colored people have.
Ernest?
I think, like we are doing today, discussing our different views and all that sort of thing, if the people of Little Rock, I mean, would get together, I believe they would find out a different story and try to discuss the things instead of getting out in the street and kicking people around and calling names and all that sort of thing. I think if people got together and discussed their problems, that this thing would soon smooth over.
But they won't.
Do you think so, too, also, Sammy and Kate?
Well, I think that if most of our friends had been sitting in on this discussion today, I think that maybe some of them, not all of them, in time they will change their mind, but probably some of them would change their mind today.
Have you changed some of your mind today, or have you at least begun to think that maybe it isn't as bad as you thought it was?
Well, I know now that it's not as bad as I thought it was, because after you get together and discuss it, well, it seems so. Really, I think that's what they ought to do over at Central. They ought to have a panel discussion or something like that to let all the kids know, not just a few, but all of the kids.
Are you willing to do something for this? Or what do you think could be done?
Well, I would be willing to have a panel discussion with you all. I mean, if there was some way that we could arrange it over at school.
Panel discussion in front of the whole student
body. That's what I mean. Up on the stage, have a whole panel discussion and let everyone know.
Do you suppose we could get that worked out? I think that
ask
would probably
Miss,
lot.
Make a suggestion to the student council, Miss Ryman.
We can go
up there and talk.
Let's see, is there anything finally we want to say, have to say now, Kay?
Well, we both came down here today with our minds set on that we weren't going to change our minds, that we were fully against immigration. Mm-hmm. But I know now that we both changed our minds.
What will your parents say to this?
Well, I think when I get home, I'm going to have a long time with my parents.
NBC has brought you a panel discussion of the integration crisis by students at Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. This has been a production of NBC News. This is Ben Grauer reporting.
Join Bert Parks, Skitch Henderson, the band of stars, and famous guests for Bright Live Entertainment on NBC Bandstand.